Governor Herbert is calling Utah lawmakers together in December to review the measure approved by voters last week. Herbert received a letter from a pair of pro-marijuana groups in Utah accusing the state and leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints of extreme undermining of a medical marijuana ballot measure.
Is it perfect? Probably not. That's why we have a public process to allow us to modify and improve, amend as we go forward. But we're in a good place here.
In the letter, the groups called for the cancellation of the special session of the legislature set up as part of the pre-election compromise between pot advocates, the LDS Church, and state lawmakers for what they said was a way to gain support of church leaders for medical marijuana.
Certainly making sure that those who have a need to have access to medical cannabis will have access to it with the recommendation of a trained doctor, and make sure that we don't have it going into the black market any more than it already does, and make sure that we control the quantity and the quality through pharmacy distribution. I don't know why anybody would be opposed to this.
Key revisions to the ballot measure approved by voters last week are expected to be implemented at the session. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.